In the readings today, we hear a lot about angels, and this is because St. Aloysius was so pure that he was likened to the angels, and that's why we hear all the references throughout Mass today to the angels. But in the Gospel reading, it brings up something that's very important for us to be able to recognize. That is that our Lord tells us that we will neither be married nor given in marriage, but we will be as the angels of God. Now, he is not saying that we will become angels of God, because we will not. People have this idea that when we get to heaven, we're going to be angels. No, we're not. We are human beings. We will remain as human beings for the rest of eternity. So we aren't going to become angels, but we will become like the angels, Jesus says. And so what does that mean? Initially, what that means is that we will be pure spirit. When we die, the soul leaves the body. And until the day of the resurrection, we will be pure spirit, just as the angels are pure spirit. It means also that even after the resurrection, when the body is glorified and is reunited with our souls, that in that state, we will not be learning the way we do now. Right now, the way that we learn is that we gain things through the senses, through what we see and what we hear and what we touch and taste and so on. But in heaven, it will all be infused. The knowledge, just as God teaches to the angels, will be simply infused directly into our minds. And so we will have that union with God, who is truth. But most importantly, as we read at the end of the Gospel, the greatest commandments are to love God and love your neighbor. Union with God is going to be in charity, because God is love. And when we think about those two commandments, love of God and love of neighbor, the reason why our Lord is even telling us that they are the greatest commandments now, certainly as he points out, because the entire law and the prophets will be fulfilled in those two commandments, but that's what we're going to do in heaven. That's all we're going to do in heaven, is love God and love our neighbor. And we will be loved by God, and we will be loved by everyone else in heaven. We will be known as we are known, and we will know one another as God knows us, but we will be loved, and we will love. That's why it is so critically important for us to learn that charity now, because that's what heaven is going to be. This life is preparation for eternity. And so we want to prepare by learning to love. Now, it's also a point of interest to us to be able to recognize that in the secret at Mass, it talked about a wedding in heaven. And it's like, but doesn't Jesus say that we're not going to be married or given in marriage? Yes. But heaven is a marriage. It's like, well, how can that be? If we're not going to be married or given in marriage, how can heaven be a wedding? Because Jesus is the bridegroom. You and I are members of the bride. And so we won't be married to one another. We will be united with him and with the entire mystical body. So in other words, if a married couple, a couple who is married on earth, if they both get to heaven, they will no longer be married in heaven to one another. But their union with one another will actually be more profound and more intimate than what it is on earth. But not just between the two of them, with every other person who is a member of the mystical body of Christ, and with Jesus, who is the bridegroom of our soul. So we're not going to be being married and given in marriage to one another, because we will all be united with the Lord. And once again, then it comes down to exactly that point. What is marriage all about? What is the vow in marriage? It's to love. That's what we're going to do in heaven. We don't need a vow, because that's the only thing we're going to do in heaven. And that's why married life now is actually a preparation for eternity. It's to prepare for heaven by learning to love this person so much and so perfectly, but it has to flow from a love for God, which is exactly what we're going to do in heaven. So for those who aren't married, yeah, we have to learn to love God, and we have to learn the people around, to love the people around us. But for those who are married, they have to learn to love God, and particularly this one other person, as well as everybody around them. But it is that charity that we have to be about. That's what God is about. That's what the angels are about. That's what all of us are supposed to be about. We will be like the angels because we will be united in truth. We will be united in love. The body is going to be glorified on the day of the resurrection, so the body is not going to have any of the physical limitations that it does now. It will simply participate in the fullness of our person, which will mean that simply we can love God and neighbor more. So that's why we want to work at that now. Keep the focus where it belongs, which is on heaven. If you want to love your spouse more, love God more. If you want to love your children more, love your spouse more. It's just that simple. And so God has to be first, flowing from that, the love for your spouse. What is heaven going to be? Loving God first. We're all members of the spouse, of the bride. And so therefore it has to flow from our love for God and his love for us. So that's what we're being asked to do now. That's what we will do for all eternity. That's the beauty of what God is offering us. And so when we see these things, we need to make the right distinctions, because we're not going to be angels. We will be like them in truth and in charity. But we will always be human persons, and therefore, body and soul, in the glory of God, we will love God and one another with our whole heart, our whole soul, and our whole strength.